KQED.
I'm Brian Watt. This weekend, white nationalists and white supremacists plan to attend rallies in San Francisco and Berkeley. Many locals are figuring out how to protest those gatherings. Some, especially from the cultural community, are choosing less conventional approaches. KQED senior arts editor Chloe Veltman joins me to talk about it. Chloe, what are people planning?
Hi, Brian. Well, as ever in the Bay Area, art is a way to have your say. And there's going to be lots of protests of an artistic nature happening, especially in San Francisco on Saturday. For example, there's this afternoon concert called Peace, Music and Laughter that's happening at Civic Center. It's got a bunch of Bay artists involved, including Michael Franti and Spearhead, Brothers Comatose and comedian Margo Gomez and others. But if you're into dance, Brian, and I know you're into dance, there's the Mobile Dance Rally, which is happening from Dolores Park to Civic Center. The organizers of that are expecting around 1,000 people to show up and boogie, and they're asking participants to bring FM radios and boomboxes because they're using this FM transmitter to share music as well as communicate with the crowd. One more, if you think that isn't silly enough and silliness is in order for you, there's a bunch of clowns that's going to convene at Chrissy Field with balloons and red noses. And their plan, as they put it on Facebook, is to mercilessly ridicule any neo-Nazis, white supremacists or alt-right trolls who dare show their face in San Francisco.
I wonder how that's going to go over. So what's the idea behind these alternative forms of protest?
Well, Brian, I spoke with Mobile Dance Rally organizer David Walter Panadero, and he says basically dance is this universal thing. Everyone can do it.
The goal was to respond with a protest that was a better alternative, bigger, brighter, more inclusive, and hopefully that draws people that may not normally come to a political protest or march.
As you mentioned, the Bay Area is known for creative forms of protest. Am I right?
Yeah, you're absolutely right. Take, for example, the Gay Men's Chorus. It has a history of using song as protest.
And we are singing, singing for our lives. We are a gentle, angry people.
You might know this song, Brian, right? It's called Singing for Our Lives. It's by Holly Near. And it's become an anthem for the Gay Men's Chorus of sorts, like the time they sang it at a rally in 2009 to fight for equal marriage rights. And Executive Director Chris Verdugo, whom I spoke with towards the end of last week, says his group, at least at that time, was considering joining the rallies this weekend.
Given the opportunity to sing some white supremacists down, I think we're up for that. We surround them with love and with song.
You spoke with Joey Gibson, the founder of Patriot Prayer, the group that's organizing what he calls a free speech rally at Chrissy Field on Saturday. His rallies attract militiamen and white nationalists. What did Gibson have to say about protesters confronting him with art?
Well, Brian, he said more power to them.
See, these are the people that I want to see, that I want to connect with, because these people are coming in there with a positive message, right? It's so much better than these gangs that dress up in all black, cover their faces, and they try to intimidate, try to use fear and violence and hatred.
Police strategies call for keeping the protesters apart from those attending the rallies, so it's possible these groups won't even encounter each other.
Yeah, that's true. And in fact, the dance rally changed its location because of concerns of public safety. But the art protesters say they intend to send a political message and have fun wherever they're doing their thing from.
KQED's arts editor, Chloe Veltman, thanks so much.
Always a pleasure, Brian.